VNY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, and we trust that you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Just before we introduce our guest and topic for today, we do want to encourage you to be in prayer for Shahram Haidian. Shahram has been interviewed several times here on Crosstalk. He's a former Muslim who gave his heart to Christ and certainly is one that has a ministry now of reaching Muslims as well as exposing Islam. But Shahram made a trip to the emergency room on Thanksgiving night and learned that he had an artery that was 98% blocked. Since that time, he's had a stent put in, which has alleviated the problem, but also had an extensive heart catheterization. We understand that was today. Everything looking good at this point, but be praying for him. Be praying for his recovery. He is extremely thankful for the many that have shown love and continued prayers for him. But just wanted you to be praying for Shahram Haidian, who's been a guest on Crosstalk on numerous occasions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 11 days ago, we brought to your attention a policy change at Chick-fil-A pertaining to their refined giving approach. Groups like Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Salvation Army, which maintain positions on marriage as being between a man and a woman, they're cast aside. Coming on board a group that advances the ideals of the LGBT movement. But, as recent days have gone by, there has been more that's been revealed that is shocking to the core of those who saw this company as one that uplifted biblical values. Joining us today, we welcome back attorney Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, who's been doing extensive research into Chick-fil-A, and so much has been unfolding. Matt, thank you for joining us here today on the broadcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
For those not aware of the recent announced decisions by Chick-fil-A and our program from just 11 days ago, just start at square one, Matt, if you would. Just give us a brief review of what we discussed just back those many days ago, and then we'll reveal what's been learned since.
Yeah, 11 days ago, Chick-fil-A issued a shocking exclusive interview with BizNow, and they did this intentionally because they wanted to change the narrative, and they wanted to set the record straight in terms of who the company is. And we always thought we knew who Chick-fil-A was, and we always thought that it had good, solid Christian values. But it looks like they have actually veered significantly by hiring different executive staff and allowing certain people to be on both their board of directors for the company and the foundation, as well as the board of advisors. And so the president and COO of Chick-fil-A, Tim Tassopoulos, did this exclusive interview with BizNow. And in that interview, Tim Tassopoulos said that the company was wanting to expand into new areas. We know now that they're trying to expand into places in Canada. And they also were getting resistance. We knew that. They obviously got resistance even in San Antonio from the airport. And San Antonio legislators or the Texas legislators passed a Chick-fil-A freedom law that says you can't discriminate against their religious values. So they wanted to expand into new corporate markets, and they said that they're getting some resistance. So they wanted to make it very clear who the company is, what it stands for, and its values. And so therefore they're going to fund three categories, which is no problem. They're going to fund homeless, food banks, and education. But then they also said, and here's what we're actually going to fund as an example of what I'm talking about. Number one, they said, we're not going to fund Salvation Army and Chick-fil-A anymore because they have been labeled anti-LGBT, and we want to make the record straight as who we are. Covenant House is what we're going to fund. Well, Covenant House, it was very easy to find out, is a very radical pro-LGBTQ organization. It not only caters to the LGBTQ, but it promotes it. It actually has on its website and on its Facebook. I mean, you don't have to do a lot of discovery. You just go on their website. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I did. And I Googled it. What is Covenant House? I'd like to find out what they're going to be funding. And they're going to fund it in the millions of dollars. Well, it's right there. They're funding and promoting the New York City LGBT Pride Month. our Pride Parade. They've got their own float. They have their own T-shirts. And we have photographs from them, from Covenant House itself, of what that Pride Parade looks like. I don't even want to tell you what's on the T-shirts. They have their own T-shirts, but I don't want to tell you what is actually some of the words on the T-shirts, because it's so vulgar and it's so grotesque. They also have an event where they've got it on their own Facebook, and they have a man dressed as a woman, and they're so happy about this, and they're promoting this radical LGBTQ. So on the one hand, they said that they're not going to fund Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes because they have been labeled anti-gay or anti-LGBT because they both have a policy that says marriage is the union of a man and a woman. But instead, here's what we're going to fund, and it's Covenant House, and it's completely the antithesis of anything that we would stand for or that the company should stand for. But then that was just the tip of the iceberg, because the information began to snowball, and their 990s, which is their annual IRS filings of who they give to, now we know that as recently as 2017, after it was clearly known that the Southern Poverty Law Center was involved in very destructive activity to destroy pro-life, pro-family, marriage organizations, they funded them. They gave money to the Southern Poverty Law.
And folks, this is what is so shocking, and this has been learned since Matt was last on with us on the Crosstalk program. It's been unfolding in news reports, but Matt, that's what's so shocking about all of this. I mean, because out of their lips some years ago, they recognized marriage as being between a man and a woman, and that has now propelled them to fund through the Chick-fil-A Foundation, the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's right under their documents. And Matt, this is a group that has labeled your organization as being a hate group. It's labeled groups like the Family Research Council a hate group, the American Family Association, even the people that we've interviewed here on Crosstalk, such as the folks like Sharam Hadian that takes a stand against Islam being hateful. On and on. These are groups that have labeled Christian ministries hate groups, and now Chick-fil-A has been revealed as funding it.
It's unbelievable. And the former person who was with Southern Poverty Law Center told the media in a meeting, and you can find it. We've got it on our website. Told them and said, "I want to be really clear, very clear about what we are about. We're not just going out there as an organization trying to list these so-called hate groups. These are groups that we want to ultimately destroy. And on that list is Family Research Council, Liberty Council, Concerned Women for America, Jim Dobson's organization, and you name it, American Family Association, and on and on and on it goes. They even labeled Dr. Ben Carson, a world-renowned pediatrician who now works in Washington, D.C. under the Trump administration, a hater. Now, during the presidential campaign, when he was a presidential candidate, they listed him because of his views on marriage. This is a group that actually is intent on destroying Christian pro-family, pro-marriage organizations. That's exactly what it wants to do. It has a $500 million in assets and hundreds of millions of dollars, at least $120 million and maybe much more, in offshore secret bank accounts. And Chick-fil-A is funding them, and they funded them in 2017, and this is after everything was known about them. This is after 2012. After the report of Dan Cathy back then saying that marriage is the union of a man and woman on the radio, then Governor Mike Huckabee organized the Chick-fil-A Day on August 1, 2012. And because of the Chick-fil-A Day, Floyd Corkins went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website and went to the hate map, and he found Family Research Council listed. He bought Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and he was intending on committing mass murder. Fortunately, the security guard stopped him. He was shot in the process. That was in the fall of 2012. It was well known that it was connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center because Corkins confessed. Why did you target FRC? Because of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we know that there's a link between this kind of action and the listing of organizations as so-called hate groups, which they're not. And yet, Chick-fil-A goes out and gives them money. They go out and give them their own funding. And what we now know also is they've hired some people. For example, they've got Mr. Bullard, who's the head of their foundation. He gave contributions to the presidential candidacy of Barack Obama. And he also gave contributions to the presidential candidacy of Hillary Rodham Clinton. So these are the people that they are now putting in executive positions. These are the people that they're putting into their board and the people that they're surrounding themselves with on their advisory board. And so the company has radically changed. We now also know, and there's so much, Jim, that has come to light, we now know that they want to open up 14 or 15 different Chick-fil-A branches in a place in Canada. So what have they done? This is one of those liberal areas that they're trying to get into, and so they've hired a very radical pro-LGBTQ lobbying company. And this is the company that actually was promoting same-sex marriage when all the Christians in Canada were opposing it. And that's who they've gone to help open the doors to Canada. They're no doubt getting advice that you need to really start funding some of these radical organizations, these LGBTQ, these abortion organizations. If you want to start getting into these locales, you need to back away from these Christians. And that's what it looks like Chick-fil-A, unfortunately, is doing.
Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council. And Matt, I mean, I'm just appalled by the fact that, I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they were the catalyst for Floyd Corkins to go into Family Research Council with the purpose of committing mass murder there, taking Chick-fil-A sandwiches, in essence, to, you know, jam them down the throats of the individuals. And now Chick-fil-A, out of response, I mean, we saw Mike Huckabee do this big promotion to honor them, and what they've done in response has been now to fund the organization that was used to work out this mayhem.
I mean, it's one thing, Jim, to do 180 degrees and say, we're not going to fund Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Salvation Army because they're labeled anti-LGBT because of their marriage views, and then turn around and fund a very pro-radical LGBTQ organization. That's bad. That's absolutely unthinkable. But then to go to another level and fund an organization that wants to destroy Christian organizations, that is intent on destroying them, causing them physical harm, that's what happened to FRC. That's why we have to have so much additional security. We've got security on our home. We've got security on our office. We have active shooter drills for the staff. Why? Because of people like the SPLC falsely labeling us simply because we believe marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And they're now wanting to fund that organization. This is the antithesis. This is an organization that's intent on destroying the very Christians that have patronized Chick-fil-A.
My. We're going to take a quick break. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council. And, folks, it doesn't stop there. There's additional organizations that have been funded by Chick-fil-A that have also been discovered since Matt was with us here just 11 days ago on the program. We'll have more to come after the break. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is it true that the Archaeopteryx was the transition between reptiles and birds?
Chris, it's very popular to say these days that dinosaurs evolved into birds, but this doesn't square with the evidence. Evolutionists claim the ancestor of the birds is Archaeopteryx, a fossil with some features of dinosaurs and some of birds. Now, even though I would question their claim about Archaeopteryx, it's still dated at 30 million years older than the dinosaur. Obviously, the dinosaurs were not its ancestor. Even most evolutionists have given up on Archaeopteryx. It looks like they were separate right from the start. Of course, that's what the Bible says. Back in Genesis, we read that birds were created on day 5 of creation week and land animals like dinosaurs on day 6. Evolution has it backwards.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Chick-fil-A changes course. That's our topic today. Matt Stavers with us from Liberty Council and exposing all of this going on. So much has been revealed since he was last with us. Franklin Graham came out in support of Chick-fil-A, assuring everyone he had spoken with Dan Cathy. Everything is well and good. I know you wrote a letter, an open letter in response to him in regard to this, but has he responded in any way? Has he taken this back? I mean, his announcements, I've seen those in news sites all across this country.
No, he hasn't responded yet, and I also did an open letter, and it's been published in a number of different outreaches as well. I do know that, on the one hand, certainly I highly respect Franklin. He is a great individual, strong Christian leader. But unfortunately, what he did was he relied only upon the conversation with Dan Cathy. And Dan Cathy's response was generic. And it wasn't specific. And moreover, Dan Cathy, I think, misled Franklin. And it certainly looks like it, because this is not a recent decision of Chick-fil-A. It looks like it's been embedded and gone on for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what Franklin did was he... Frankly, just rushed to get that out after speaking with Dan Cathy. He now knows. He has all the information. And I expect he'll come out with a clarification and announcement. I think he has to, because it will hurt credibility if he doesn't. At this point in time, it is indisputable. There's no debate about where Chick-fil-A is in terms of how far off course they have come. You know, it's not only their contributions, but also some of the people that they've hired and what they've done. What we do know is, and I think, frankly, I'm praying that Franklin Graham will actually come out. I know it's hard to admit that, you know, you got it wrong, but I think he got it wrong because, one, he didn't do the investigation first before he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He just relied upon Dan, and Dan, frankly, misled him. There's no question about that, because he wasn't being truthful to what the company was doing.
Matt, on the day you were with us, November 21st, that morning, we contacted Chick-fil-A, and we had to sit on hold for a long time. Finally, we were able to speak to somebody who really wouldn't answer any questions, just kept referring us back to their website. You know, we asked, do you still affirm marriages between a man and a woman? We wanted to know if they have a statement that would reaffirm this. Have they changed it? You know, on and on our questions were. But finally, this past Saturday, so many days later, a response did come back to us here. And Matt, it really says nothing. It says go to our website and look at, you know, our statement here at Chick-fil-A.com. /2020 Foundation, and then they just reaffirm some of the very things that they say on the, you know, their statement there, but there is nothing here that says, you know, please, no, we misconstrued things, the media has taken this wrongly. No statement like that, Matt. Basically, what I found is that their silence on this issue is speaking very loudly to me.
Yeah, their silence is speaking very loudly. And see, what Dan Cathy told Franklin is, oh, no, they still have their same values, the Christian values, or something to that effect, and we're going to fund faith-based organizations. Well, what do they mean by faith-based organizations? Because they consider Covenant House a, quote, faith-based organization. They actually put that forth as a faith-based organization. But is Covenant House a faith-based organization? Well, the answer is no. It started off founded by a Catholic priest, and the priest ended up becoming involved with the people that were there trying to get food and shelter and sexually abusing them. There's a lawsuit that alleges that he was sexually abusing these kids, boys. He was a pedophile, and he ended up having to step down. But if you go to actual Chick-fil-A or the Covenant House's website and Facebook, on the one time, it might mention God, but in a specific quote, a specific statement from someone with Covenant House, they said, you know, we were started as a Catholic group, but we're no longer a faith-based organization. We're a secular organization.
Mm.
So they're putting this out. Here's a faith-based organization. It's not a faith-based organization. And if it is, if that's a faith-based organization, God help us, because it certainly doesn't act like a faith-based organization. Its policies and practices are completely the opposite. It's not there just to give cover and shelter and food to LGBTQ people. It's a radical LGBTQ activist organization. Some of the employees, they did a sensitivity examination of a number of their sites, and to make sure that the people actually adopted their ideology, they have to wear, the staff had to wear pins, buttons that used the pronouns of their choice. So I would walk around with pronoun, you know, he, him, his. Or, you know, someone would say they want a different pronoun. They want something of the opposite sex. Or my pronoun is they, their, and them. And the staff had to wear those pronouns. And so someone who's coming in to get food or shelter who's not LGBTQ or anything, they're just trying to find shelter. They're going to get indoctrinated with this radical, harmful agenda.
And, Matt, it doesn't stop. It's just not this the fact that they've announced Covenant House. As you've gone back and you've noticed that and they have given to the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's a group that considers your organization to be a hate organization. But, Matt, it doesn't stop there. The records are showing that there are a number of radically pro-abortion and pro-LGBT organizations that partner with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
That Chick-fil-A has been funding.
They've used their vans with Covenant House on the website to actually take girls to get an abortion at an abortion clinic. They also fund, Chick-fil-A does, funds the YMCA, which is radically pro-abortion.
Let's correct that, Matt, YWCA.
YWCA, yeah, not YMCA, YWCA, a radically pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ organization that partners with Planned Parenthood. They fund the D.C.-based New Leaders Council that identifies as, quote, a hub of progressive millennial thought leadership, close quote, which exists to, quote, support one another along their individual path to a more progressive political and cultural landscape, close quote. They've given a sizable contribution, $50,000, to the Pace Center for Girls, another pro-abortion organization. The education and advocacy group featured radical pro-abortion feminist Gloria Steinem, the, quote, I had an abortion, close quote, activist, who declared that birthing children is the fundamental cause of climate change.
Oh, my.
And it was the keynote speaker. She was the keynote speaker at the most recent summit for the Pace Center for Girls. And Chick-fil-A is funding them as well. They funded Chris 180. They gave $27,517 and $25,000 in 2019. It's a pro-LGBT behavioral health and child welfare services agency. It boasts of being awarded the leader in supporting and serving LGBT families and youth from the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, or the HRC, which is the Human Rights Campaign. So, I mean, and that's just a few of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go on and on and on. You know, the Bullard, the head of the foundation, says he had a quote that he didn't want to get involved in the culture wars. He says that's somebody else's. But what they've done is they've jumped from one culture war into the opposite end of the pool, into a cesspool of LGBT and abortion organizations, some of which are supportive or work with or even have the same values as Planned Parenthood, which harvests baby body parts and sells them. I mean, this is absolutely unspeakable how far this organization has turned the corner. And what we know, Jim, is this didn't happen in 2019. This has been going on as a slow fade for the last few years because this information is coming up in their IRS tax returns, and so they have been going down this road for some time. They recently, in fact, in October, Dan Caffey did a Q&A with the mayor of Atlanta. This mayor of Atlanta is pro-abortion. And also, in April of this year, the mayor whom the Chick-fil-A funds some of her initiatives in Atlanta, that mayor actually pushed a policy resolution to ban all counsel for Christian counselors to provide or any client to receive counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or identity.
Wow.
And they're funding that. And so, and as recently as October, Dan Caffey went, it's on a video, where he does an open Q&A with her. Not on that particular issue, but that's the person that's behind all of it. And they know it. and they're funding it.
Matt, this is, you know, in theological terms, when somebody says one thing or they believe one way and go another, they call them apostate. I mean, in essence, isn't this like corporate apostasy in that regard in how they have just turned from that which they have purported they believed in?
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's hypocrisy as well. You know, somebody says, well, maybe, you know, they can fund who they want to. Well, yeah, you can fund who you want to, and then we can make our choices too. But one of the things that they've done is they have betrayed. They have betrayed the Christian community. They have lived a lie, and they need to be held accountable to it. They need to come to accountability. My prayer is that they will take a serious evaluation. Not that they just add Salvation Army and FCA. That's Band-Aid stuff at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They need to literally get out of funding this radical LGBT abortion agenda, and they need to reevaluate their staff, particularly their executive staff on both their corporate boards and their board of advisors and their board of directors, and they need to clean house to go back to the original values of Truett Cathy, the values that made Chick-fil-A what it was and what it has become.
Matt, the Christian Post had carried a story here in regard to that donation to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And a spokesman explained this, and this is from the article. They said the 2017 SPLC donation was made by a volunteer member of the Chick-fil-A Foundation Advisory Board. Each volunteer advisor in 2017 was offered the opportunity to recommend a grant recipient, the spokesman stated in an interview. So if one recommends, that doesn't mean Chick-fil-A would have to follow through and do it, but evidently that's what they did.
Well, therein lies the problem. One, that they're making bad decisions on who their board of advisors are, their board of directors, and their staff. And that's an intentional decision to expand the corporate footprint of this company. Two, obviously a board of advisor doesn't have the ability to do a wire transfer or to write a check and sign the name on it. They can just simply recommend. Somebody within the corporate structure is looking at that recommendation, and they are affirming it, and they are acting accordingly. Somebody who is high up in that corporation is doing it. Just because someone recommends something doesn't mean that you have to do it. And yet they chose to actually give that contribution of Chick-fil-A. I can imagine that Southern Poverty Law Center was quite surprised when they got a call that they were getting this contribution or a check in the mail from Chick-fil-A. You know, if you go on and on about some of the other entities they fund the Junior Achievement is also another one. And that does some, you know, work on education and entrepreneurship. But then there's others that they funded, like, for example, the JA joined a coalition of Georgia Prospers, a pro-LGBT organization, with their Too Busy to Hate campaign to politically oppose religious liberty legislation. So the organization that they're funding is actually working in a coalition to stop religious freedom laws. Remember how Georgia wanted to pass the First Amendment Defense Act? That organization was opposing it. Chick-fil-A was funding it.
Matt Saber with us today here on Crosstalk. A quick 60-second break. And, folks, we'd like to get to hear what you have to say on the issue. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
VCY invites you to obtain an audio recording of the Gospel according to John as narrated by Brad Canterbury.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
John's Gospel, presenting the words of Jesus, the way of salvation.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever...
You can share this as a gift or for listening over and over on your daily commute. VCY America is making available this narrated Gospel of John on two CDs for a donation of $12. Call during business hours, 1-800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council. By the way, our telephone number, 800-733-9829. Many have trusted this company for the values that they purported to, you know, proclaim that they have. Some have said, no, we haven't wandered from our founder's viewpoint in this regard. Matt, I was talking to one individual recently. They said, you know, we were going to go down and buy just a whole lot of gift cards from Chick-fil-A to give away at Christmas time. They said, we're not doing that now. People are frustrated by this issue going on. Any course of action that you're looking to at Liberty Council? I know Family Research Council said, hey, we're launching a boycott here. How can people let their voice be known? I know AFA has got a petition drive going. Tell us your perspective.
Yeah, we're actually launching today at lcaction.org, a petition to Chick-fil-A. And here's why. You can't call Chick-fil-A. I mean, you can, but you're going to go through the telephone service and being put on hold for quite a long time, and all you're going to get is somebody that says, well, all we can say is look at our statement. Mm-hmm. And you can't email them because there's no place to email them. So we're actually going to collect thousands of signatures and get it mailed to them, and it's going to essentially say you need to stop funding the LGBT and abortion organizations. You need to reevaluate and look at your staff and your board and go back to your original Christian positions and foundations. And you need to come out and make a change back to the original Chick-fil-A. That's what it's essentially going to say, but it'll be at lcaction.org, lcaction.org. I think it's time for us to we can't just ignore this, because what this has done, Jim, is it has legitimized this false narrative of the SPLC. Not only are they legitimizing this false labeling by backing away from organizations that believe in marriage as the union of a man and woman, that's why FCA is labeled, quote, anti-gay. It's not. It just has a policy. It's not a hater. It's not a bad group. It's a great group. That's why Salvation Army has had that bad rap, because they believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And that means, if that's the case, if they're going to back away from any organization that believes that, that's virtually all the evangelical Christian churches and other Catholic churches in America. They have literally disenfranchised the Christian community. And they've legitimized that false narrative of being a hater if you believe in marriage as how God designed it. I mean, we're talking about marriage through millennia of human history, mm-hmm. even what Jesus said, that marriage is between a man and a woman. They've got to go back and they've got to reverse this. They can't be so interested in expanding their corporate footprint that they literally sacrifice and throw all Christians under the bus just for some additional profit of the company.
LCAction.org, and that'll be up later today?
That'll be up later today. That's correct.
LCAction.org. Phone lines are packed. Let's begin with Dave in Brookfield. You're on the air.
Hi. So I have a statement, not a question. The statement is about the music in Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they used to put the words on, but they do still play Christian music. And I'm not defending them at all, but I'm kind of surprised that they're even doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. But they don't put the words on. Even Cousins puts the words Christian music.
Okay.
With their stuff.
Well, we can say one thing with our lips, Matt, but our actions are going to speak louder than our words.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a shame, because at one time, you know, it looked like, well, maybe this was just an easier fix, you know. Stop funding a couple of these groups. No, it's not that. It's been going on for a while, and this was absolutely calculated, and it's calculated to expand the corporation's footprint outside of these other areas where they've had a hard time getting in, new areas they want to go into outside the United States. And so it's a deep problem. Here's where I think we are. I believe there's still hope for Chick-fil-A, and I believe that, but they're going to have to make some serious decisions. If they don't reverse course from where they are now, Chick-fil-A is going to be just like one of these other companies that started out Christian and becomes very anti-Christian in its policies. And it's never going to satisfy the LGBT community until you get a 100% rating from the Human Rights Campaign. And that means radical promotion of the LGBT agenda. And that's what they're going to have to be, that's what they're going to be pushed to if they want to go this route. The only way they're going to satisfy them is to be a cheerleader for LGBT and abortion.
Dave, thank you for the call here.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get to Michael in Toledo, Oregon. You're on the air, Michael.
Hello, my scriptures tell me I'm supposed to hate, but hate sin, not sinners, because we're all sinners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're not warring against flesh and blood, but we're warring against powers of the darkness and leaders in high places.
Yeah.
And I just can't understand why they call it gay, because it's very sad to me. I tell them, hey, that's not nothing happy about it. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly, it's a lifestyle that is, it causes damage to one's own body. It is not healthy. It is something that is destructive, physically, morally, and spiritually here as well. But this is not casting hate upon individuals. We're saying, Matt, that this policy is one that is, it's destructive.
Yeah, it's a policy that's destructive. And they actually have made intentional decisions, and it's not just a recent decision that we've now been able to discover. It's a decision that goes back, and it's been calculated, and it's been in the process for several years. At the same time, they have been going in a different direction. They have been continually courting the Christian community because they want the money. And they've been lying, and they need to be accountable. This is a very decisive moment in the history of Chick-fil-A, and it could go one way or another. That's why I pray that there are so many thousands of people that will sign a petition and that they'll listen and pray for Chick-fil-A so that they do have sincere, deep, widespread change. And at this point in time, I don't know. They certainly have not responded in the way that you would think, but we'll see. It's still not over until it's over.
Michael, thanks for the call. Ron is next. You're on the air, Ron.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the franchise owners that fought under the concept of a Christian organization. Do they have a reprisal for this?
I think they do, and certainly, you know, when you go to a franchise owner, you see them. I'm not saying patronize them. I can tell you personally, I'm not going to patronize Chick-fil-A because I don't want my money going to a hypocrite that's going to be funding LGBTQ radical organizations and abortion. I'm just not going to do it. So if you talk to a franchise owner, understand they didn't have a voice in this, and I know some of them are just as dismayed as you and I. And they're, you know, but they also have a voice in the company. They should have a voice in the company. And they need to all get together as franchise owners and hold the corporate accountable and say, look, you're hurting us because we bought into this idea of a Christian company. And now you've literally cut our knees out from underneath us. And so they also are a good avenue of voice to have the corporate company make a radical conversion.
Thank you for the call. We're going to pick up another caller here from Racine. Christine, you're on the air.
First of all, I want to thank you so much, Matt, for having the courage to say what needs to be said. And I wanted to expose, there's a couple of publications who are kind of mocking the fact that this even matters. One of them is Pulpit and Pen, and I talked to one of the editors. And they seem to think, oh, it's just virtue signaling. But you know what? They made their money and they made their bed by wanting to court the Christian community.
Yeah.
Why not? Why didn't they not keep their mouth shut to begin with? Just keep their mouth shut because they wanted our money. They wanted our support.
Yeah. And that, I think, is really the act of betrayal because they wanted our support. They profited off of our support. They led us to believe that they're Christian, and they do some really good things, and, you know, they have the best service, and they have great training. I know that. But at the same time, the company at the corporate level has been in meetings, and they've been thinking, how can we expand? Oh, we're getting resistance here. We're getting resistance there. Well, let's bring some LGBTQ people on board. Let's see what those consultants have to say. Let's hire some pro-LGBT, pro-abortion supporters, and let's see if we can break into some of these other markets. And then they come out and intentionally throw everybody under the bus. And frankly, they have taken people by surprise, but unfortunately, This has been going on for a while, and this is an absolute betrayal, and that's why we need to speak up.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Bob in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hello, Bob, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hi there. I just curious. Yeah, I'm talking.
Bob, don't listen to your radio. Listen to the phone here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Albuquerque. Alex, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, brother. I just wanted to give my opinion on this Chick-fil-A thing ever since I heard about it. They're supposed to be faith-based organizations, and I just want to say, what faith? I mean, I'm not surprised at all. Their faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. They support modern liberal churches, anything goes. They have no final authority, moderate drinking, any Bible. And I just think it goes back to, yea, have God said. You guys need to get back in the God's pure, perfect, 100% word, the authorized version. I'm not surprised at all that they're going down this route. And it goes back to that root, I believe. And just wanted to state that.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Joyce in Muskegon, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes. I had an idea. I was thinking about this is going to really hurt Salvation Army with the children, because they would always give money towards, you know, helping children at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why instead of going and eating at Chick-fil-A, the money that you would spend at their restaurant, why not put that in extra into the kettles and the around the stores where you shop? And I thought
you can certainly do that. I mean, this is really bad timing for Salvation Army, for them to come out and do this. And again, it just shows that they are only thinking of themselves, because this is going to hurt Salvation Army. It's going to hurt Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's actually sending a message to other Christian philanthropists and companies to go and do likewise. Do what Chick-fil-A does. They've been the banner. They've been carrying the Christian flag. And let's just follow their example if we want to be into these different areas where we get pockets of resistance. It is an ultimate compromise. It's a betrayal, and it is the most selfish decision that you could imagine these corporate leaders doing. They apparently could care less about the Christian companies, the organizations, and the people that ultimately made Chick-fil-A what it is, including the franchise owners.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah, I've only been there once in the past, but I would be okay with a boycott.
Thank you, Joyce, for your call here today. We're just a few seconds from the break, so we'll wait to pick up our next call until after the break. Our number is 800-733-9829. Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council, and they will be having a petition up later today at lcaction.org. And Matt, quickly, you're going to tell what on the petition? Ask them to...
Well, we're going to ask Chick-fil-A to make a change and go back to their original corporate core Christian values, stop funding LGBT and abortion organizations, and reevaluate its leadership and board.
Okay, back in 1 minute. That site, lcaction.org. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. There is indeed an information warfare going on in the United States of America to change the worldview and the values and the conduct of Americans. This is being done in many ways. One is to take American values and make them un-American, to define them as being hateful, racist, bigoted. There was a time when all Americans, regardless of race, color, creed, or political affiliation, would agree on set American values. We agreed there were certain values that were absolutely necessary to maintain our constitutional republic. Those values must be destroyed in the hearts and minds of Americans if our constitutional republic is to be destroyed. Thus, American values are now being redefined as conservative values, Christian values, racist values. This is how you destroy a nation. Remove its values from the common playing field.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council. And again, they will be having a petition up later today at lcaction.org. If you have questions further on this issue, though, you can be in contact with Liberty Council on this and so many other issues. Their number is 407-875-1776. That's for Liberty Council, 407-875-1776. Let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Salvation Army on their website has a donate button, and you can donate in memoriam. And someone came up with the idea of addressing the card that Salvation, letting the in memoriam person know that they've received a donation. And you can enter Chick-fil-A as the addressee, and the Salvation Army will send a card to Chick-fil-A letting them know that they have received a donation in memoriam for Chick-fil-A.
You know, certainly even making donations to whomever you will and just say, in spite of what Chick-fil-A is doing, this is what I'm going to do. Matt, there are people taking all variety of action in this regard because they're just plain frustrated with the total about face that
very
Chick-fil-A
is. Very frustrated, a total about face, and it's very clear why. They actually came out and said it. They're the ones who chose BizNow. They're the ones who gave the exclusive interview, and they're the ones who set this narrative. But it's worse because it looks like this has been going on for a few years, and they've just simply deceived us. Mm-hmm. And that's the shameful thing, is that they have intentionally deceived us into thinking one thing when they're doing completely the opposite. No one would have thought if you're driving through a Chick-fil-A drive-through, no one would have thought that some of your money is going to end up in the donation plate of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Nobody would think that some of your money is going to be funding abortion or LGBT activities.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even enter one's mind.
Wouldn't even enter your mind, and they didn't want it to enter your mind, but now they want to let the other side of the world know, hey, listen, we have changed, and this is our values. We want to make it clear this is who we are, and they put out a list of who they are, and what they put out is, frankly, shocking, and it is very disturbing.
Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jackie next in Portage, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Jackie.
Hi, I just have a question. I apologize if this has been mentioned, but does Matt have any first-hand information on Salvation Army's position on abortion?
I don't have any first-hand information on Salvation Army's position on abortion. I can't imagine that they are pro-abortion. Now, they have put out a statement that say, look, you know, if somebody who's LGBT comes to get food or shelter, they're not going to refuse them. That's understandable. But they've been labeled as a anti-LGBT organization because they do have a policy that they believe that marriage is what the Bible says and what natural history and law says, and that is it's between a man and a woman. And for that's how they got labeled as anti-LGBT, and that's what Chick-fil-A wanted to disassociate from.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had a daughter work in government in Madison, Wisconsin, and she seems to think that there is a strong connection between Salvation Army and their position on abortion, so I guess it's something that a person should investigate a little
further. Sure, yeah, I agree as well. And I'm not here to defend Salvation Army. This is really not about, you know, getting full 100% behind Salvation Army. It's a great organization, and they do good work. I haven't gone into all the things that they do. This is really about Chick-fil-A. And they've backed away, and I do know Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I do know that very well. And actually, we support some missionaries with FCA personally. And they backed away from that, too. They also backed away from the Paul Anderson Youth Home, and that was because it also was labeled an anti-gay organization because it believes in marriage as the union of man and woman. So it's really, this is about Chick-fil-A. And on the other hand, what they've done is they not only backed away from these organizations because of their position on marriage, but then, here's what they're doing. And it is shocking. They have a whole long list of funding LGBT, radical LGBT, and abortion organizations.
Thank you, Jackie. Steve is next in Salina, Kansas. You're on the air, Steve.
The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and it looks like this is how Chick-fil-A has chosen to go. I missed the first several minutes of Crosstalk. I apologize, but Matt, in your opinion, with Dan Caffey, you think he was always like this, or is he being led astray, which you can't be ignorant to this stuff, or does he just want money that bad? Because if he's got LGBT people on the board, he's got to know what's going on, has been aware of this for quite a while.
Yeah, he knows what's going on. He knows what's going on, and there's other Kathy family people on there. True Kathy, of course, is passed, but he's the founder. But there's other Kathy relatives, including Dan Caffey. Dan Caffey, actually, if you go back in 2012, he's the one who was on a radio interview, and somebody asked him in 2012, what do you believe about marriage? Well, I believe in the Bible that marriage is between a man and woman. And that's what caused all the controversy over Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Chick-fil-A Day came up. And then what ultimately happened is, in 2014, he said, oh, I regret that I made that statement. He said, I'm not going to make those statements anymore. I regret that I made. How can you regret that you made a statement that marriage is between a man and a woman? Why did you regret that? Jesus said that. I wouldn't regret anything Jesus said.
Yeah, thank you.
Came out and he said he regretted it. And that's when they began their shift. It was actually in 2014, and it just got worse and worse and worse.
Thank you, Steve, for your call here today. We're out of time, but Matt, I've got about 40 seconds here. What do you want to leave with the listeners on this issue?
I want to leave with the listeners to make a difference. I think that I'm still praying that there's hope for Chick-fil-A, and but I think we need to act, and that's why we're launching today this petition that we're going to send to the Chick-fil-A corporate boards, all the different people, and we're going to publish that petition as well. So we'll keep your names confidential, but we want, you know, we're not going to publish that out in public, but we will let them know. If you want to sign it, go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. I think it's a critical, critical moment, and it's bigger than Chick-fil-A. This is not just about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah.
This sets a bad example, and we need to stand up and hopefully get this thing reversed.
Matt Staver, our guest here today, and you can check out the info at lcaction.org. If you've got further questions on this, you can contact them, or don't have internet access, the number 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, my pleasure.
And folks, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk as we battle the issues and from a scriptural point of view. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.